mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome. Thank you for joining us now into the second hour of this worldwide broadcast against tyranny. John and Ron and Chivo and John and everybody else, your calls are coming up. I want to get into Mount St. Helens. They say it could erupt in a large-scale or small-scale event. I want to get into Israel plans large-scale Gaza operation. I want to cover federal scientists searching for lost H-bomb. That's from ABC News. They're losing H-bombs now. Truckers, toll takers, bus drivers recruited for Homeland Security. And the toll roads, of course, as I told you back in 98, are to be federal-controlled checkpoints. So we'll go over that news as well. We'll also talk about the stage debate coming up this evening and a lot more. But before I do that, I guess we'll go ahead and take a few calls. But I want to take a few minutes out on this hour because I was hurried there at the end of the last hour with about a minute. The caller said, if this new world order is mafioso and is criminal, and it obviously is, how are you still alive? And I get this question. This is probably the most common question I get. People say, I've checked out what you have to say. It's true. Well, how are you still alive? Well, it's real simple. By the grace of God. God's in control. Okay? And I walk by faith. But history also shows why during certain phases tyrannical governments don't kill all their opposition. Number one, they can't do it. They can kill individuals. They cannot kill all the opposition. And it keeps backfiring on them. When they kill somebody, they become a martyr. They become, a cause celeb, and their work is paid attention to. So when they strike you down, they like to make it look like an accident. And, if they strike me down, I've already gotten the word out. My life already means something. I haven't been a spectator. I haven't sucked my thumb. I've stood up for those in need. I've stood up for those who are in peril. I've done the right thing. I can look my wife and children in the eyes. I've been a man. I mean, your young men will load up on jets and fly overseas and, step on landmines our government sold the enemy and breathe the depleted uranium that we bombed everything with and then come back here and die. Die for nothing. Die for a lie. Die for a fraud. And am I willing to be crushed by the New World Order? Well, of course I am. I mean, and people say, well, that's crazy. You're not afraid? Well, folks, I almost died a few months ago in a brutal car wreck I had. And I still get in my car every day. I mean, that's the number one cause of death in this country. I'm going to repeat all this later because I'm going to go over all the evidence and why I do what I do. But number one cause of death is automobiles in this country. Until you're 55, then it's cancer and heart attacks and strokes. Why do you still get in your car every day? I mean, that thing's more deadly than all the cobras and alligators and black widow spiders and men in black ski masks ever seen. But you still get in it, but see, you're afraid of the archetypal bad men coming to get you, just like you're afraid of great white sharks, because it's a primal, subconscious animal fear. Just get past your animal fear. There's fight or there's flight. Well, I've decided to fight. And that's what I'm engaged in. And if I'm defending my family, my country, my tribe from a cave bear coming in to eat us, and if I have to throw myself at it and be ripped to pieces rather than cower and let it kill all of us, I will. So if your instincts have been so shut off and so cut away that you don't even have that instinct to just grab your spear and rah, just go in there and start jump on the back of that bear and start stabbing it, usually that bear is going to run away if you jump him. Yes, even a giant cave bear twice the size of a Kodiak that our ancestors fought. But now you cower and lick boots of men in black masks.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from gum disease like gingivitis? If so, hope has arrived. I'd like to introduce you to Vitamir. Vitamir is the all-natural toothpaste and mouthwash designed to protect against and promote healing of gum disease. Unlike most toothpaste and mouthwash, Vitamir contains no alcohol, no sugar, and no fluoride. Instead, Vitamir products contain zinc to inhibit plaque growth and promote healing, folic acid to reduce inflammation, myrrh used since biblical times for gum disease, and clove oil. Gum disease is serious. Research links gum disease to health problems like diabetes, stroke, and heart disease. With a regular program of oral hygiene, including Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash, your chances of experiencing gum disease will be greatly diminished. Find out for yourself why health professionals across America are recommending Vitamir. Order yours today from Cliff Scott Enterprises. Call toll-free 800-569-4340. That's 800-569-4340, or visit their website at www.cliffscott.com.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Being an adult, having responsibilities, duty, means that you just face up to the facts. And I'm going to continue for a few minutes, then we'll go to John and Ron and Skio and John and Tim and everybody else. A caller in the last hour, Dan in Canada, called in and he said, Alex, you know, we've checked out what you're saying. We know about the New World Order, what they're doing. But why are you still alive? If they're tyrannical, if they're gangsters, if they're murderers, why are you still alive? So let me just go through these points, and I'll obviously repeat some of what I just said, but it's important. Sam Adams, for at least 5 years before the Revolutionary War started, when the British came to arrest all the leaders of the rebellion, wrote newspaper articles, published newspapers, spoke out against corruption. Frankly, if you read his words and the writers he published, in very similar terms to what we're saying, you know, tyranny doesn't really change. Just some of the fancy gadgetry they have seems to increase, and the psychology's gotten more sophisticated. And why did Patrick Henry and Sam Adams and George Washington and all these people stand up, and many of them, you know, middle class or wealthy men, and put it all on the line? Why did they say no? Because they didn't like being slaves. They didn't like being pushed around. They didn't like having their lands taken. They didn't like being serfs. And obviously it was one elite, a burgeoning new elite, fighting against another elite. But freedoms and ideas did come out of that revolution that were revolutionary and have been wonderful. And the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence are beautiful documents, crafted just amazingly well. They haven't failed. We failed for not following them and not enforcing them. And what gives law power? It's fighting and contesting and breathing life into it by being part of it. And, again, back then, if you were rude to somebody and didn't apologize, you'd go out in the street and you'd have a duel with a sword or a musket. And when you read the writings of people in Europe and the United States, the Western world, it was all about our forefathers and our progeny, our children and great-great-grandchildren to come, and standing for something and owing a debt to humanity, and knowing how quick death came, and having a belief in the afterlife, and being willing to stand up against tyranny, and being willing to stand up against being enslaved, and being willing to stand up for your family name. I mean, these people were from a different age, a different world. They weren't these posh, you know, well taken care of, decadent, cowardly spectators. And just 50 years ago, just 20 years ago, if a woman's car broke down on the side of the road and she was waving at cars for help, the first car would stop. And now I've sat there and watched a woman wave for 10 minutes, and I mean, I've literally driven by as they're waving, gone around the access road, cut back around the highway, come back 10 minutes later, and they're still waving, and I pull over, because, you know, I'm going 80 miles an hour, past them, didn't have time to stop, come back and help them. And that's the whole rant I did a few days ago, was all these stories of a cop getting hit by a car in a major thoroughfare, hundreds of cars passing him, pedestrians passing him as he bleeds to death with internal bleeding here in Austin. Nobody helps him for 45 minutes. Women raped naked out in the middle of major thoroughfares in nice parts of town in Canada. Nobody helps him. Woman out in the middle of the thoroughfare laying over the two lines in downtown London for 25 minutes before the police were finally called. And still in a coma. I mean, I see these reports about every 2 weeks, and I'm not even looking for them. We've got to create a section on the website about that. And that integrates into, once you go into decadence, once you go into stagnation, once you go into only caring about yourself, it only leads ever downward. And you're in a more dangerous position living like that than living a life of where you're ready to throw your life away at a single instant if your honor is violated. Because in a society like that, you have freedom, and you have respect, and you have dignity, and the government is small and isn't your master, because people aren't going to put up with it. They're ready to make the sacrifices, so they are free. Then there's plenty. Their children grow up. They get more decadent. Their children get more decadent, until finally we got a society where most people will drive by a woman bleeding to death or a cop bleeding to death in the middle of the street. We live in a society where cops will come to your house and take your home, even when there's not a court order. We live in a country where they'll come take your children, and the cop will come when there's not even a court order, and will just follow the orders of some unelected bureaucrat. We live in a country where people will, well, I know mercury's bad for my children, but I've got to do it to put them in school, and I'm afraid to ask for the form. What will they think of me? And so you won't even stand up for your kid, and you'll let them put poison in them. But if some crazy thug tried to grab your child and pour mercury down their throat, wouldn't you fight back? Maybe you wouldn't. I'm not talking to our general listeners. I'm talking to you know who you are out there. And you're the ultimate cowards, you know, the yuppies and the people. I'm not saying having money's bad, but making that your god, driving around in your $100,000 car or your $80,000 car, living in your million-dollar house. And I could talk to these folks on the street, and they're the ones that laugh. Oh, sure, Alex, sure. They don't even listen. It's all funny. It's all a big joke to them. They think it gives them power over the situation to accept it and rationalize. And that's what Eric Blair, known as George Orwell, talked about in 1984, is how doublethink is something for the intelligent. Doublethink is something for the smart. The general public worry about lottery tickets and football, just aren't even informed. But for the intelligentsia, it's all the mental tricks of subconsciously knowing how bad the tyranny is, but being afraid of it, so making split-second decisions to just have cognitive dissonance and totally deny the whole thing. And so, when you live in a society where you don't care about your neighbor, and you're totally self-centered, they're not going to care about you, and they're going to be totally self-centered. And you think that gets you ahead in life, it doesn't get you ahead in life. And I've realized this is the most important thing. Do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. Yeah, the golden rule. Who said that? It's true. But you shouldn't do it just because you feel like you have a responsibility. If your brain is wired right, if your head is screwed on straight or even partially straight, you don't have to be told. You don't have to get over your fear. You don't have to have courage. It's just something you do. And I can say with total commitment, they could put a gun to my head and say you love the New World Order. You know, say you love slavery. Say you're going to go along with what we're doing. We're going to pull the trigger. I'd say, then pull it. Pull that trigger, you cowardly piece of filth, because you never were a human being. You never had the Spirit of God in your heart. You never had courage, and I'm better than you. You are a parasite. You are a disease. You are filth. You are cancer. You are rot. You are bilge. And so people call in and they say, Alex, I've checked out what you're saying. I know it's true, but why are you still alive? Well, ask William Cooper that. Ask all the other people they've killed that. Ask all the microbiologists they've killed that. Ask all the people they falsely imprisoned that. Ask Rick Stanley that. Ask all the, they persecute people routinely. I've walked outside the TV studio and had four guys start pounding me. And you know what? I fought back and they couldn't believe it. Gave back better than they gave. They got a lot more than they gave, folks. You know what? If I was growing up, the few times I got in a fight where I was partially the aggressor and it was a little guy, I got my behind kicked. But every time it was two big guys, 240 pounds, swinging a steel rod at my head, unlimited power. I could just break bones, smash heads, throw people. Blackout, crush them. That's the human spirit, folks. And if you can't tie into that, if you can't tap into that, and I'm talking about in the info war, if you can't tap into the cave bears coming into your cave and it's going to eat your family, there isn't any discussion, there isn't any thought. You grab the spear, you attack it. And when you do attack it, it usually flees. But if you cower in the cave, it's going to eat the little tasty ones. That's what predators do. And I can't sit here and watch the New World Order wolves chew and rend and eat the young and the old and the infirm and the widows and the orphans. I am charged in my genetic code, in everything I am, in my soul, to fight parasites and scum and trash. I am not your slave. And people need to understand that we all, the little woman when her child stuck under the car, and this has been caught on tape, folks, who can pick up a Cadillac. What do you think that is, folks? They are so afraid of you, and all that physical strength can be mental strength. You can tap into that. Did you know that? But you've got to walk in faith. You've got to commit yourself. You've got to be totally engaged. And none of us are perfect, but why am I not dead? Well, number one, the grace of God. Number two, they don't like to create martyrs. They tried killing a lot of people 20, 30 years ago. You wrote a book about the Federal Reserve, you died. You wrote a book about the JFK assassination, you died. And it didn't work. More people just wrote books and said, fine, kill me, kill me. Till now there's thousands of books. There's thousands of websites. There's thousands of videos. When you step into that, the shoes of humanity, when you finally take that step past the line, you not only are doing the right thing, you're not only standing up for humanity, but you're doing what God wants you to do, what you're made to do, what you're supposed to do. And I hope you understand that. This is life or death. And so there's no question for me. There's no fear. I'm afraid when I'm cutting tomatoes up with a sharp knife, folks. I'm afraid when some idiot runs a red light and almost hits me, because that's something I don't want to sacrifice for, because it's stupid and it means nothing for the future. But I'm not afraid of them putting me on a rack and pulling my body into four pieces. I'm not afraid of them putting me in solitary confinement for 20 years. Because I've made the decision and I've committed myself and I've already won.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hi, folks. This is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste. Big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best-tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
You and your family members getting enough minerals in the daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. And kids who may not be doing as well in school or having a hard time studying ought to be considering a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies day and a toll-free call to See Minerals at 877-835-5555 and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost to the immune system. See Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful, energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help of minerals from the sea. Call See Minerals today toll-free 877-835-5555. That's 877-835-5555 or visit seamineral.com.
Go to your calls in a second, but one more analogy. Picture a big warehouse, and up on a dais is a guy with a gun, with 10 shots in it. And that's the New World Order. And there's this big warehouse with 5,000 people in it, that's us. And we're all looking up there to the dais, and this individual's telling us how he's our boss and our ruler, and how it's for our own good. And a person stands up and says, I'm not going to go along with you. And he shoots them. And he goes, see, fools, I am the ruler. I have the gun. I have the authority. It's for your best interest. That person was a terrorist. Now you follow me and you do what I say. And somebody else goes, you know, you're wrong. I knew him. You just shot him. Hey, boom, kills you. See, now the next person. And out of that 5,000, you're going to have those first 10 people who say no. And he starts shooting. He starts missing. All of a sudden, click, click, click. And all of a sudden, he's being rushed by the 5,000 people. So that's what happened 30 years ago when people first started really writing and talking about the New World Order. I mean, that killed almost everybody. I ought to do a show about that. You'd shoot yourself. You'd die in a car wreck. You'd be snipered off your lawn. You'd get run over in the street, one of their favorite things to do while you're out on your bicycle. Just amazing stuff. And still some of that goes on, but it doesn't work. It's for every person they crush. I use the analogy of what they got a thing called a snuff box in Texas. They actually call it the devil's snuff box, but I don't want to use that term in the analogy. This is something good. The devil's snuff box is a mushroom, and it's got this powder of spores in it. And it's designed where if a deer or something steps on it or tries to eat it, it releases all these spores. When you step on a devil's snuff box, next time it rains, there'll be 500 devil snuff boxes. Well, that's how this works. You stomp on us, and you shoot the spores everywhere, and it's on this gigantic snuff box, and if they step on me, they know full well what it's going to do. One of their favorite tactics is just to provocateur you, get you at some meeting and have one of their informants go, you know, we ought to do something violent. Yeah, let's plan it. And they record you going, yeah, yeah. And then you get arrested, and it's on Dateline NBC. You know, this guy was planning a terror attack. They've been doing that for decades. Or you're like Dr. Charles T. Sell, you know, Army dentist, worked at Waco, was there, admittedly, when they torched the place, and he went public and said, they killed those people. I was a witness, so FBI friend, he didn't know he was FBI, invites him out to the shooting range. He goes, sure, I'll go to the shooting range. And the FBI agent brought up a topic. Hey, shouldn't we be violent and go after people? He said, you know, that'd be something we ought to think about. This government, you know, just small talk. And so, 7 years later, he's still in solitary confinement without a trial, put on antipsychotic drugs. They didn't charge him, by the way, with that comment. They used that, though, as a way to, quote, forcibly drug him, getting him ready for trial, claiming he didn't file a Medicaid form wrong, which would have been a year in prison maximum. But he's been in solitary confinement for 7 years. So that's the type of stuff they pull. And they seem to kill or arrest their own agents. It's like you work for the mob or something. You didn't know it, but you did. You've ever been in the FBI or ever been a cop, ever worked for them in the Army, and then find out about something. It's like they have weird rules in the New World Order. And it's like, well, they're allowed to do that to you, and they do automatically. But independent citizens out there fighting, unless you've got, you know, somebody sends you the video of a government official doing something really horrible and you're going to go public with it, that individual's hooked in an organized crime ring. They just send a regular hitman to get you. And, you know, it's usually an FBI agent doubling as a hitman who's on the HRT team. And then he's got to fly out to where you're at and do that. But usually they got so many hits they're already pulling on other people that they don't have time for you. So they've got to run nighttime TV shows, Threat Matrix 24, CSI, where they torture people in torture chairs and blow people's heads off and take people's children, and torture's good, and the heroes torture, and because the people they're torturing are bad, and they're trying to get the whole public to accept it. They got their talk show host out telling you how good the camps are and how this keeps you safe, and, you know, the national ID cards to stop the illegal aliens when they're going to give them waivers. And so we're being sold this whole thing right now, and I don't think we're buying. But the sales tactic is to say everybody's buying it. Everybody loves Homeland Security. Everybody loves the Patriot Act. Everybody's buying into what's happening. Well, that's lost credibility. But still, with some people, they go, well, I'm with everybody then. It must be normal if it's good. But then as the system gets more tyrannical, what happens when their brother, their sister, their father, their mother, their children get abused by this system? So many people I talked to who listened to me over the last decade who didn't believe me then see something happen or watch something happen in their own lives, and they go, man, this guy's telling the truth. Exactly what he said. Really, cops and special forces and FBI are this show and are converted immediately because they're on the inside, and they go, it never made sense. I saw all this and didn't understand it. This makes perfect sense. Wow, I know what's going on now. So we're neutralizing their enforcers.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We all have busy lives, and sometimes that causes us to miss out on the things that are most important to us. Well, when it comes to Genesis programs, you'll never have to miss out again. For only $19.95 plus $3 shipping and handling, you can receive an entire month of recorded GCN programs. That's right, an entire month for only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. The recordings are in MP3 format and compact disc. They're playable on computers along with most newer CD and DVD players. All you need to know is the name of the program you would like a copy of and the month that it aired. Don't be left out of current news and information that affects our lives every day. We all want to stay informed, so visit our website at gcnlive.com and click on the GCN Mall. Or call 877-996-4327, extension 150. It's easy and convenient. Hurry and get your copies today. Again, visit the GCN Mall at gcnlive.com or simply call 877-996-4327, extension 150.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Most of us have had a cafe we frequented because the service was so wonderful or the food was so great. The Silver Bear Cafe understands this philosophy and has incorporated these ideals into a website that offers food for thought to nourish the mind. Membership in the Bear consists of a large and growing group of patriots who, like you, realize there are things in this great country that need changing right away. The Silver Bear Cafe provides you with an income opportunity that will provide you and your family with an ongoing revenue stream in return for simply spreading the message. So many of you have been trying to get the message out individually, but collectively our voices are strong and cannot be silenced. Membership in the Bear will teach you the secrets of financial freedom, how the runaway government is crushing the American dream, why wars are played out across the globe, the fractional reserve system, etc., where we're headed, and what you can do to prepare yourselves. Knowledge is power. Feed your mind and feed your financial independence with a visit to SilverBearCafe.com. That's SilverBearCafe.com. Do it today and preserve this country's greatness for generations to come.
Bodies down.
Laid their bodies down
in a bloody war.
On a bloody war
for liberty for their descendants.
For their descendants.
Thanks to the Renegades.
Thanks to the Renegades.
Thanks for joining us. All right, we'll go to your calls now. It's just really simple. If you act like a coward, if you are a jellyfish, if you sit there and delude yourself and make excuses and aren't involved in your society, you will be a slave. Real simple. Even if you fight real hard, usually you're going to be a slave. So you might as well fight as hard as you can, folks, because this evil that we now see emerging is the greatest evil history's ever witnessed. But for every action, there is an equal or greater reaction. Be part of that equal or greater reaction. Our forces are growing. The awakening is accelerating. The minds are being freed at a greater pace than I even thought possible. The battle is joined. You're safer fighting it. You're safer engaging it at 110% than kind of wobbling through the exercise. That's something else that I've talked to a lot of professional football players and others, and I noticed this just when I played high school football. If you get injured the one time, you don't go 110%. That's when you get injured, is when you're distracted and messing around when you line up. It's the same thing with fighting the New World Order. It's the same thing with life. You got to go 110%, folks. You got to be aware, not in this mind-numb stupor. All right, that's enough. I apologize for ranting so long. It was very important. John in California, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I'd like to talk about, Bohemian Grove member David Dreyer, top Republican, being outed as gay by the L.A. Times. I guess a few other Republicans recently, but he was the guy pushing for the national ID cards and all this, and he's supposed to be living with his chief of staff a while back, and nobody calls him on that. I guess if you're Democrat, I guess you have to resign. But as far as he goes, he does almost the same thing with his chief of staff.
Well, the Bohemian Grove admittedly buses in the male porn stars to service them in between the devil worship sessions. And this is it. This is the major Christian radio stations. I mean, it's almost a prerequisite to be called a Christian and lordly and godly. You've got to be into Satanism and also have male prostitutes.
And there was another guy. Was it Ed Schrock? I think it is, of Virginia. He had to quit his reelection campaign because he was on a gay chat line or something, trolling for new friends or something. In any case, I was back to Dreyer again. Sorry, and I guess what TBN guy too was caught doing that. Another guy, the founder of TBN, had some allegations against him. But anyways, I guess people can go look that up if they want. But it was, I had another thing. David Dreyer is real bad. He's passing this stuff supposedly for illegal immigration, and he has a real bad reputation for real bad voting record, worse than like Ted Kennedy on immigration. And another thing was kind of disjointed here a little bit. Another one was in Oakland. I don't know if I sent that email to you regarding they had a drunk driving checkpoint.
I did get that. Let me tell folks, I have that in front of me. This was in the Oakland newspaper. It was in the local TV station's website, too. They were having DUI checkpoints, and most of the people they were stopping were illegal aliens from Mexico because, frankly, that's the culture. Our culture 20 years ago with the good old boys was the same thing. I'm not... but third world populations drink and drive, folks, more than, the U.S. that's been taught how to not do that, which I think is actually a good thing. But, yeah, the city council said, nope, most of the arrests at these checkpoints are illegal aliens. It's filling the jails up. No more DUI checkpoints.
Yeah, they were concerned they were, taking their cars away to have driver's license.
Yeah, because they didn't have driver's license or insurance. But if you or I don't, we get arrested, car gets taken. And don't worry, they'll create a quiet double standard like everything else. For the illegal aliens, and I forgot to tell my webmaster to post that. That was in the Oakland Tribune and a couple TV stations. But they just say openly that we're not going to have checkpoints anymore for DUIs on Saturday and Sunday nights because 80% of those we're arresting are illegal aliens. And I have to tell you, when I'm driving down I-35 and some cars in three lanes weaving back and forth, you drive by and it's usually illegal aliens, folks. And when they get pulled over drunk, usually I've talked to a lot of police. They just have been told, let them go. They just let them go. But God forbid you go eat Italian food and drink a glass of wine, and they smell it on your breath. It's over for you. Thanks for the call, sir. Really good points, John. Since you mentioned this, I'm just going to spend a minute on this. And I know I say this all the time, but it really hit me. Being at the Republican National Convention and watching Republicans crying, women sighing, just the worship of Arnold Schwarzenegger. And here's a guy who's for open borders, who poses for homosexual magazines, who says he wants to be like Hitler, who says he hates black people and they're subhuman, publicly, who said, I don't care if Kirk Voltheim's a Nazi, we love him, I'm going to campaign for him, in the midst of the Nazi scandal, and he goes to Austria and gets him elected. This is a guy who's for just paying 50 cals, a guy who's going to track everybody on the Internet. This is a guy who is just a complete monster, and the Sean Hannitys, the Limbaughs just love him. A guy involved in Enron, and Gray Davis wasn't, and I'm not for Gray Davis, folks, I hate Gray Davis. The point is, next to Arnold, he's good. Yes, it's true. And I watch women and men crying. I have video of this. I was in there while he's speaking with a video camera on the floor at the convention. And they're just, Arnold, I love you. I love you. And it's like Dreyer. Yeah, I mean, you read the LA Times, and it's just like the Christian conservative groups aren't going to say a word. But some Democrats living with another man, Oh, my gosh, he's the devil, he's the devil, he's the devil.
Oh, George Bush gets in coffins naked and has homosexual ceremonies. Oh, it's so lordly. Oh, it's the order of death. The New York Post and the Washington Times tell us how good it is they're bussing in the male prostitutes. You know, the $2,000 an hour type. Oh, it's so Christian.
I mean, I've got all these tapes of these big national Christian broadcasters. Alex Jones, well, please don't call him about him. He's a despicable person that tells horrible lies about the president. I've never heard of Skull and Bones or Bohemian Grove. God doesn't like us talking bad about our leader, Romans 13, Hitler's favorite quote. Yeah, and it's Satan and his demons quote scripture. And we know you're, I mean, these preachers, folks. I grew up in Dallas, Texas. Okay, and I grew up in a nice upper middle class neighborhood. Okay, you know, our nice, you know, 5-bedroom house with the hot tub and all that stuff was the, you know, was the smallest houses in the neighborhood. And down the, we lived up on this cul-de-sac, and most of the houses on it were you know, I don't know, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 bedroom, you know, pools, all that stuff. And it wasn't enough for these preachers. Well, you know who they were. They owned two of the houses on the block. One of the houses was for the kids from the first marriage. I'm not saying that's bad, folks. My point is, was for the kids from the first marriage with all their motorcycles and Mercedes and Jaguars and jet boats and fishing boats and sailboats and looked like a car lot over there. They were total white trash. And then next to me lives the preacher and his wife and his new kids. And I had to sit there. I'd be playing pool in the garage with my friends when I was 16. And up would pull the Jaguar. And out stumbling would be the drunk preacher with some other individual. You know, I'm not going to go any further than saying that. And stumbling around drunk, literally going da-da-da-da-da-da-da, singing tequila, falling down with a whiskey bottle. And then I was friends with his children, by the way. I mean, I was friends with them from the time I was 5 years old when we moved there. So I'd go places with them. I'd go to church with them sometimes. It was a funny joke. It was hilarious to watch the kids, you know, taking drugs and, you know, in the bathroom of the church and then going in there and hearing a sermon against drugs and to watch him having old ladies, just give us more money. If it lasts, bag of beans like the woman with the widow, give it to me. Give it. And there were all these other big preachers lived in Rockwall. You know, all these other big ones. You'd all know the names, folks. I mean, this guy I just talked about was mid-level. These other people, I mean, it was just pell-mell. And then I got a little bit older and I found out that some of these preachers were flat-out devil worshippers. So, see, and then the sheriff, everybody knew the sheriff dealt the cocaine and heroin and marijuana. We all knew that. And then later he finally got busted doing it. So, see, you say, how do I know about the New World Order? I learned early what you see on the surface is not what's going on with a lot of people. And especially those in power positions. It's like they get off on being obsessed with how good and straight-laced they are. And in truth, you know, they're imbibing in giant gaggles of male prostitutes. Whether male, female, whatever, but the taste at the Grove is predominantly male. Because they're able to come into the Grove as the guest. And then the females, flown in from Europe and New York and L.A., they're all in the hotels down the street in town. I mean, I don't know what to say, folks. I mean, it's admitted. Richard Nixon said it was the most horrible orgies he'd ever seen in his life. We've got that clip. Can you believe Richard Nixon? I'm not saying they're all like that go there, but, I mean, Arnold's posing for these magazines. Also, he's the second coming of John the Baptist, man. He's anti-gun, anti-family, pro-abortion. Let us cry. Oh, Arnold, oh, we love you. Oh, you're so good. Be our president, please. Oh, you love Hitler. Alex is bad. He doesn't love Hitler. Alex is against the Jews. He doesn't love Hitler. The ADL says Alex is bad because he talks about 9/11. The ADL says Arnold's good. I mean, just to see the total denial. Okay, I'm out of control. It's just let's go ahead and talk to Ron in Oklahoma. Ron, go ahead. Thanks for holding. Then John, Tim, Ann, and others. Go ahead, Ron.
Alex.
You there?
Yes.
For your listeners out there who don't realize the importance of Radio Free Texas, of the importance of your message, I live in an area of Oklahoma City near the state capitol complex. Department of Public Safety, Homeland Security. There's also an AM radio station nearby. When I call in and talk to you, I start getting bleed over harmonics from the AM station that blocks out your message on shortwave. This only happens when I talk to you, Alex. This has got to be the Oklahoma Department of Public Safety. And
sir, if you're on a, are you on a cordless phone?
That's not it. I am.
What are you talking about, man? With a shortwave radio, if you turn on the washing machine, five rooms over, it blocks it out.
Alex, this only happens when I talk. I can go for months and not talk.
Because it powers the phone up, sir.
No, I can. It comes through. No.
They must have hundreds of millions of officers then. I don't know how they're doing all this.
It comes through on my shortwave. Okay? I'm getting harmonics of the shortwave, the AM. Only when I talk to you, Alex. I built radio kits when I was a kid. I played with them.
Okay, fine. So what's going
on? What I'm trying to say is they don't want your message heard in Oklahoma. It is so critical that they keep the lid on here. That is why it is so important for your
You're saying that there's jamming of the shortwave itself.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Oh, we caught them doing that.
Okay. Now,
years ago, we'd have Voice of America move channels just to block us.
Right. Okay. Now, it's what I'm saying, it is so important that we've got the black uniformed Waffen SS, of course, in their Mercury Grand Marquis, old model Mercury Cougars, Pontiac Grand Ams, the confiscated gangbanger cars, staff cars. These guys have warehouses full of confiscated cars they use for surveillance. But anyway, it's important, really important, and I'm appealing to your listeners all over the world in free places like Red China, Moscow, Tehran, Cuba, and anywhere else in the United States that have family and friends where they can receive your message, Alex. So your message is blocked out of Oklahoma. My knowledge, there is no radio station in Oklahoma that carries your message. They don't want your message heard here. Your listeners would please buy your videos, buy your book, bumper stickers, send them to family and friends, acquaintances in the state of Oklahoma. Get the message out, Alex, especially to the people here where your message is not heard. It is greatly appreciated.
Let me just say this, Alex. Oklahomans are great people. They passed a law right before the Murrah Building bombing to pull out of the U.S. We went into the U.N. against the New World Order. There was really an awakening happening there, and that's why the globalists pulled the attack off there.
Alex, I think one reason they picked the Murrah Building to blow up because the media in Oklahoma is so controlled. And here in Oklahoma, of course, we have a lot of really good, decent, God-fearing people, Baptists, the Lutherans, German people who are law-abiding, okay? This is Bob Macy, hang 'em high country. So the people basically go along with what they're told. They believe the government. They're honest and law-abiding. And if they don't have the truth, if the message doesn't get out, then you know, they're just blind. And that's why it is so important for your listeners around the world and around the United States, get your message out to the people of Oklahoma. And
Ron, I appreciate that. Anything else?
No, that's it.
Thanks for the call. No, I apologize. I thought you were saying they were jamming it there locally at your house. No, I mean, that kind of stuff goes on with shortwave and the rest of it. I mean, they're openly about saying they're going to shut down the Internet soon, the next few years. We're going to try to stop that with Internet, too. That's what's running it. But it's horrible. John in Tennessee, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello.
Yes.
In Life Extension magazine, March 2004, titled Death by Medicine, five doctors wrote that doctors murder 1 million Americans every year in medical malpractice, and that's plus the 1.5 million aborticides a year.
Well, the insurance companies say they kill 80,000 people with malpractice, but 80,000, a million. The point is, it's a lot more dangerous than guns and automobiles combined.
Well, hospitals are the new death camp gulags for gangster government. They kill their enemies, and everybody's an enemy, whether you blow the whistle or not. And these doctors in Life Extension magazine called it iatrogenocide.
Well, how they do this is the doctors are good people. They're given the policies and the way to administer it and what to do and how to have medicine, and it is killing people.
Well, that's why Dr. Bill Frist is Speaker of the Senate in his freshman term. He paid a criminal penalty of $840 million in Medicare fraud. Now, he's a heart transplant surgeon, which is just like an Aztec cannibal cutting hearts out of living people to kill them. So hospitals are the new Aztec pyramids, and Frist is named as president in 2008. So he owns more of these death camp hospitals than any person on earth.
Well, I know this. My dad's been in the medical field forever. You know, he's a dentist, oral surgeon, but consults. And he told me when I was going to get my driver's license when I was 16, he said, don't sign the organ donor card. Some hospitals won't give you treatment and will kill you. I didn't believe him. And then later it came out on 60 Minutes.
Well, changing the subject, did you know that last Friday George Norrie asked Ralph Nader about Bohemian Grove? And they discussed your infiltration. And Nader laughed and said they run around in loincloths and wear ladies' wigs.
They do that. They have huge transvestite orgies. But that comes later on. I want to hear about this. Stay there. Stay there, okay? John, I didn't know about this Norrie thing. I want to hear exactly what was said. Yeah, I saw photos while I was in there up on bulletin boards of Henry Kissinger simulating inserting his fingers into his... I'm not going to say any more than that, folks. All right, we'll be right back. They're very proud of this. Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the streets indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a...
All right, we're talking to John in Tennessee, and you know, that statement I made, again, I have a small hidden camera on my waist, and I'm walking around through the different camps, and a lot of them would have these glass-enclosed poster cases with pictures of world leaders dressed up like women, bending over, doing all kinds of weird stuff. And, it wasn't triple X. It wasn't even X. It was just like old men dressed like women simulating you know, an old man on his knees in front of another old man dressed like a woman and stuff like that. And I was unable to get video of that, but then some of these photos have been seen. Newspapers have gotten them over the years. The cover of Spy magazine had pictures of several world leaders dressed up like women and dancing around. John Ronson, in his book, by talking to employees and others that were in there, it was a New York Times bestseller, about part of it was about my infiltration of the Grove. He did have that in the book from other sources about the world leaders simulating things that we can't say on the air. But I don't know if Kissinger takes part in the other things we've read about that go on there. But no, I didn't hear this, so fill me in on it. George Norrie, one of the biggest talk shows in the country, you're saying, I've been on there a few times, you said he had Ralph Nader on, who we've had on, by the way, and that how did Bohemian Grove come up? How long did they talk about it, John?
Well, Norrie asked Nader about Skull and Bones, and they talked about that for a minute, and then he asked him about Bohemian Grove and mentioned that you're a regular guest and that you had infiltrated it. And Nader was just glad that a journalist, a national journalist, finally asked him about the Grove, which is a wonderful way to attack his opposition. And it was just, they didn't go into great detail. I wish somebody would go into a really detailed...
Well, I think I ought to call Norrie. They should have me back on for the election about Skull and Bones and Bohemian Grove.
I agree.
Perhaps you should contact him.
Well, I personally handed your video, Dark Secrets, to Nader, so one person can make a difference if we just... stop trying to sell our family and friends and step outside that circle and talk to public people.
Well, you know, that's true, but so Nader described the running around dressed like women?
Yeah, he didn't put it that way so much. He said they wear strange headgear, which is just a nice way to say they wear ladies' wigs.
Well, they also then dress up in their satanic outfits. I've been there for that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if he's a member of any secret societies or not. But
not that I know of, but good old Arnold's a member of the Grove.
Well, his lawyer that people mentioned was a member of Skull and Bones. He hasn't talked to him in 30 years. So that was back when they were in college.
I know there's conflicting info on that. Well, you obviously like Nader. We appreciate him coming on the show. So.
Yeah, not necessarily. I'll probably vote Constitutional Party, but
yeah.
Nader's at least Arabic. He's not a Jew, and he said that Semites are Arabs, not Jews,
according to
the dictionary.
Well, thank you for the call, but you're against Satanism. You must be evil. And you're against, I guess, running around dressed like women as your Christian conservative, so you're not conservative. To be conservative, you have to worship Satan, and you have to dress up like women. This is the normal behavior. If your school teacher was doing it, you'd pull your children out of school. But when your world leaders do it, it's normal and Christian. And when you love Hitler, you're good. When you hate Hitler, you're bad. That's what they say. I mean, I'm not even being sarcastic now. And then local news here in Austin and national news says mercury is nutritious. By the way, John, can you find that clip? I only played that once. I want to play that again next hour, saying that mercury is nutritious. Before I end this hour, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, you can order any of my videos, including Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, off the website via the Secure Safe Shopping Cart, or call toll-free and ask about the different videos, different specials we offer. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Call today, get the videos, start making copies, spread the word, like Ron Oklahoma said. 1-888-253-3139 or Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Don't have time to give out the mailing address, but you can call the number and get it, and it's also on the website. Don't forget to sign up at PrisonPlanet.tv. We'll be back. Hello, folks.